弟兄姊妹们，我们请翻开圣经以弗所书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bible to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们来先读一处的圣经，第一章22-23节。
Chapter 1, verses 22-23. This is our first passage.
以弗所书第一章第二十二节。
Ephesians verses 22.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。
And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
好了，我们再低头有点祷告。
Please bow our head and we shall have a further word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，今天早晨你的儿女奉你爱子的名一同聚集在你的殿中。
Our Father in heaven, this morning all of your children are gathered in your son's name in your house.
我们要把我们心中的感谢和赞美都归给你和为我们成就救赎的主耶稣基督。
And we want to give you allOur thanksgiving and praises to you and the very one who has accomplished the salvation for us, your Son Jesus Christ.
巴不得你和我们的主耶稣基督一同在我们中间得到荣耀和赞美。
If only you and our Lord Jesus Christ could receive all the glory and praises in our midst.
我们也祈求你赐福给我们。
We also ask that you will bless us.
把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
使我们真知道我们的主和他的名。
So that we will truly know our Lord and His name.
主啊，能够照明我们心中的眼睛。
Lord, shine upon our inner eyes.
使我们知道他给我们的恩召有何等的指望。
So that we will know what is the hope of His calling He has given to us.
他要在我们中间所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance among us?
在我们这些人的身上也显得能力也是何等的浩大。
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power among us?
主啊，求你保守我们下面的时间。
Lord, watch over the following time.
这样祷告乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in your Son's most precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们刚才所看的这两节的圣经告诉我们
The two verses we just read teach us that
今天万有都已经伏在了耶稣基督的脚下
Today all things have been put in subjection under our Lord Jesus' feet.
就像刚才我们弟兄所代唱的那首诗歌天使天君今天都要向我们的主耶稣基督下拜。
Just as the hymn our brother led us to sing just now, that today even all the army, all the angelical beings are to bow down before our Lord.
我们知道教会是基督的身体。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
所以万有也伏在了教会的脚下。
And also all things are put under his feet in subjection.
我们也知道神是充满万有的神。
We also know that God is the one who fills all in all.
但是只有教会是神的丰满。
But only the church is the fullness of God.
但是现实生活中怎么样呢？
But how does it reflect in our practical life?
我们伊斯林教会有这么大的荣耀吗？
Does our Islam church have such great glory?
今天地上的教会有真的有这么大的荣耀吗
Today, does the earthly church really own such great glory?
世界是怎么看我们的
How does the world view us?
我常常开车总是看常常能够看到我前面那个车总是有个有时候有一个 bumper stick 就是那个前面有个标语
Often as I am driving my car, I can see the bumper sticker of the car right ahead of me.
那上面有叫 coexist， 大家知道这个词吗？
There is a statement coexist. Do you understand it?
就是说有各种各样的宗教的符号，包括基督教的十字架拼成的一个字母的意思就是我们共存。
coexist is shown in a symbol putting together all the religions of the world, which means that we just exist together.
在世间人的眼里面，我们只不过是一个宗教而已。
So in the eyesight of all men, we are just one of the religions.
我回到我们中国大陆老家，给我们的朋友传福音。
Now as I went back to mainland China, where my hometown, I was sharing the gospel with them.
我朋友对我说。
And my friend told me this.
你看看我们这个地方那个教会。
Look at this church here.
一个破烂的房子。
In such a shabby house.
然后里面尽是些老弱病残的。
And within them, they just have all the weak, the old, the disabled, and the sick.
他说，你们基督教在中国没有佛教的香火旺。
And he told me that your Christianity is not as popular as the Buddhism.
他说，如果我要是在美国，我也和你一样的要信基督教的。
And he said, if I were in America, I would have believed in Christianity just as you do.
因为他说，在美国是基督教的国家。
Because he said, well, America is a Christian country.
真的是这样的吗？
Is that true?
真的是这样的吗？
Is that so?
我们今天有多少人不敢在人的面前承认我们是基督徒，对不对？
How many of us dare not to confess that we are Christians before men?
我是说在美国。
I'm talking about in the States.
我们有多少的时候敢在同事的面前、同学的面前敢做谢饭祷告？
How many of us dare to say a grace before our colleagues or before our classmates, before the meal?
很少有人来到教会的祷告聚会，星期二的，对不对？
And very few people would come to Tuesday night's prayer meeting in the church building.
你知道我们在教会祷告聚会祷告什么吗？
Do you know what we have been praying about at our church prayer meetings?
大部分时候都是为软弱的弟兄姊妹或者一些软弱的事情祷告。
Most of the time we have been praying for the weak brothers and sisters or things that weaken the brethren.
那充满万有者的丰满究竟在哪里？
So where is the fullness of the one who fills all in all?
其实不光是今天才是这样的。
Actually, it's not so only today.
教会在两千年的历史里面。
Throughout the 2000 years history of church.
知道吗？绝大多数时候都是在软弱、在荒凉的光景里面。
Do you know that most of the time the church is in desolation and in weakness?
只有极少数甚至屈指可数的时间里面，我们是真的能够看见到教会的那个荣耀，荣耀的教会。
Handful of times that we could actually see that glorious church.
两千年前
，2000 years ago,
地上第一个教会诞生在耶路撒冷。
When the first church on earth was born in Jerusalem.
那个时候几乎每一个人都被圣灵充满。
At that time, almost everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit.
到处都是神迹奇事。
And everywhere you could see the miracles and wonders.
使徒们同心合意地传神的道。
And apostles preached the gospel in one accord.
成千上万的人受信主受浸。
Thousands and ten thousands of people believed in the Lord and were baptized.
有人这么说。
So some people say this.
那个时候的教会。耶路撒冷教会是迄今为止到现在为止教会在地上最荣耀的时候。
Some people said this, that the church in Jerusalem then is the most glorious church ever since, from before until now.
可惜昙花一现。
It's quite a shame. This is just a flash in the pan.
几年的功夫。
In just few years.
耶路撒冷就落入了贫穷的里面，落到了律法的里面。
Jerusalem fell prey to the law and destitution.
Yeah. 后来又兴起了安提阿教会。
And later on, the Antioch church was raised up.
我们都知道，神借着安提阿教会把福音传遍了当时的地极。
And we also know that God through the Antioch church preached the gospel to the end of the earth at that time.
但是如果大家仔细去读圣经
，But if you do study the Bible closely.
你会发觉到安提阿教会是个非常平淡的教会。
You will realize that this Antioch church is very ordinary.
没有什么神迹奇事在中间。
Special and no miracles and wonders ever been performed among them.
启示录有个最好的教会。
In Revelation, we read about this best church.
啊，就是腓拉铁菲教会弟兄相爱的教会。
The Philadelphia Church where brethren love one another.
圣经怎么说？
What does the Bible describe it?
腓拉铁菲教会只是略有一点力量而已。
The Philadelphia Church only had a little strength.
然后呢，起于使徒时代的所有的教会呢？
And all of the churches starting from the apostolic time.
几乎每一个各个每个都有问题。
Almost every single one of them had their own problem.
有的严重到一个地步，撒旦的座位。撒旦作为坐在其中。
Some of the problems are so serious that even among the church, they have the throne of Satan.
第一个世纪的教会尚且如此。
If the church, churches in the first century acted in such a way,
要知道那个时候很多亲眼见过主耶稣的使徒还在呢。
Knowing this, that at the time, so many of the apostles, disciples who actually saw Jesus, with their own eyes.
那以后呢？
Then what about, later on?
以后的一千四百年。
The 1400 years that followed.
教会陷入了逼迫和黑暗期。
The whole church is thrust into darkness and persecution.
外表啊，教堂的建筑倒是金碧辉煌的。
Now externally, you could see all the church buildings. They are gold, dazzling, magnificent ones.
但是你进到教会就是偶像林立。
But once you go into the church, they are so filled with all kinds of idols.
不允许人读圣经。
They will not allow people to read the Bible.
如果你去读那段历史，你会发现教会对基督徒的迫害还远超过世界。
If you read that church history, you realize that the persecution from the church is even worse than the persecution from the world.
大家知道我在说哪个什么教会，对不对？
So、
天主教。
What church I'm talking about? The Catholic Church.
不要以为天主教不是教会。
Don't you ever think that Catholic Church is not considered?
启示录的七个教会里边，你能找到天主教的影子的。
Among the seven churches in Revelation, you could actually detect the shadow of Catholic Church.
那接下来啊，有了改教运动，马丁路德有一批人从天主教里边出来。
Then what came next is the Reformation, and some people came out of the Catholic Church.
教会确实以后出现过一些很荣耀的时刻。
And indeed, there was this glimpse of glorious church at that time.
我想简单的讲几个，比如说16世纪日内瓦，加尔文在那里，整个日内瓦成了基督教完全基督化的城市。
I just want to talk a few about this.And in 16th century at Geneva, Calvin established a whole Christianized city.
18世纪在德国摩尔维亚运动清新道夫他们那个爱再次充满教会。
And in 18th century, we see that the brethren movement from Zinzendorf in Germany.
然后19世纪在英国的弟兄会早期真理被启示出来，那也是个非常荣耀的事。
And also in the early 19th church, we all see all the Bible truths had been discovered by the brethren movement, and we see all this glorious stage.
但是你去仔细读圣经，你读历史，你就发现了，没有一个例外，都是昙花一现，稍纵即逝。
But if you study more closely into all the history, there is no exception. Every single one is just like a flash in the pan.
所以我们的问题是，
So here is our problem.
地上的教会能不能真的像圣经所描述的那样，成为一个荣耀的教会？
So our question is that, can earthly church be really as glorious as that described in the Bible?
在这个时代
In this age,
在地上能够成为一个荣耀的教会。
In this age, that the church will become a glorious church.
知道吗？今天教会的主流最新的发展趋势是什么？
Even in today's church's mainstream, what is the latest forming trend?
就是要号召所有的基督徒一起起来参与政治，投身社会。
That is to call all the Christians to rise up.To participate in politics involved in your society.
然后要伸张正义要那个多做慈善。
To do charities and also to defend justice and proclaim it.
如果你去看，你就知道叫洛杉宣言，这是洛杉矶，就是在那个欧洲的一个 日内瓦，我不知道是哪儿，不过没关系。
There is this proclamation in Geneva.
他们的目的哈、啊，不是在几内瓦，是欧洲那个卢森。
卢森 in Europe.
Yeah, 你去看你就知道，现在最新在教会里边非常重大的一件事情。
And if you pay attention to it, this is one of the very significant events.
他们的目的其实很好的。
And their purpose means
是要让这个世界成为一个容人一神啊，容神一人，自由公平的社会。
Their intention is for the whole society, for the whole church to glorify God,
the whole world,
the whole world to glorify God.To benefit a man, and the whole society will be fair and free.
让神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So that the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是圣经的教导。
Isn't this the biblical teaching?
非常美好的梦想。
A wonderful dream.
但我告诉大家，一点都不新鲜。
However, I will tell you that this idea is not fresh at all.
天主教在1800年前就已经做到了。
Catholicism in 1800 years ago did it already.
他们把信仰、政治、经济完全融合在一起。
They simply merge their beliefs, economics, and politics all together into one.
大半个欧洲都是在教皇的统治之下，知道吗？
More than half of the Europe was controlled by the Pope.
不光如此，17世纪在美国也做到了。
Not only so, even in the 17th century in the United States.This idea was done also.
你觉得天主教他们的信仰可能有掺杂，但是清教徒呢
？Maybe you think Catholicism's belief is a mixture, but what about Puritans?
清教徒当年他们乘五月花号来到美洲大地。
When they came to America, riding in Mayflower.
你知道吗？他们有个梦想。
They did have this dream.
就是要在美国建立一个。人人皆祭司的国度。
Because they wanted to build a system in which everyone is a priest.
这是圣经的教导，对不对
？Isn't this the biblical teaching also?
他们不光自己有一套非常严格的清规戒律，教会里面。
In the church, not only did they have a very strict system of all rules and regulations.
他们把这些清规戒律强加在那些根本不信神的人的他们身上，当时一同和他们来到美洲大地的人。
But they also imposed this system of rules upon non-believers who came together with them to the states.
如果你不去做的话，刑法伺候，你知道那个时候的刑法很容易就判你绞刑的。
If you do not follow the rule, punishment awaited, and you know you could easily be hanged.
清教徒是杀死过很多这种 非基督徒，就是因为他们不守那个教会的法律。
So the Puritans actually killed so many non-believers because they simply did not want to abide by the rules.
难道今天我想再问，大家知道今天清教徒的终极在哪里吗？的终极，他的那个。
Do you know where all the Puritans today congregated at?
在美国，你还找得到吗？
Can you find them in the United States?
我告诉你，你只能在哈佛大学、耶鲁大学、普林斯顿大学周围的墓地里边，你还可以找到。
Let me tell you, you could only find them in the cemeteries around Harvard, Princeton, Yale universities.
对，或者说在他们的图书馆、博物馆里面。
Or you could find them in their libraries or museums.
所以今天我们还要到我们能够住的还教会的主流住的能够比清教徒更好吗？
So today's Main Street Church, could they do it better than the Puritans?
那么我们的问题就是，难道教会就只能这么荒凉下去？
So our question is it that the church doomed to desolation will continue to deteriorate?
难道万有者的丰满竟然是一句空话不成？
Is the fullness of the one who fills the wall an empty word?
我们的主说，我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上面，阴间的权柄不能胜过。
Our Lord says, I will build my church upon this rock. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it.
弟兄姊妹们
So, brothers and sisters,
就是在这个荒凉、这个软弱的光景里面。
It is exactly in this condition of desolation and weakness.
地上的教会孕育着一个完美荣耀的教会。
The earthly church is actually breeding a glorious, perfect church.
阴间的权柄从来就没有胜过。
The gates of the Hades had never prevailed against it.
万有从来就在他的脚下。
And all things are put in subjection under his feet all the time.
这是个什么样的教会？
What kind of church is this?
这个教会在哪里？
Where is this church?
好吧，我们再来看几处的圣经。
So shall we now please read a few more verses?
我们来看列王记上第六章。
Chapter 6.
列王记上第六章第七节。
First Kings chapter 6 verse 7。
建殿是用山中凿成的石头，建殿的时候，锥子、胡子和别样铁器的声响都没有听见。
And the temple when it was being built was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel.Or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built.
然后我们翻到圣经后面哈，彼得前书第二章第五节，在很后面。
And First Peter chapter 2 verse 5 for the very end of your Bible.
第二章第五节。
chapter 2 verse 5.
就是使徒保罗写，使徒约啊，使徒彼得写的。
Apostle Paul wrote this epistle.Apostle Peter wrote this epistle.
第二章第五节。
First Peter 2:5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices according to God through Jesus Christ.
然后再往后翻，启示录的二十一章第二节。
Revelation 21 verses 1 and 2.
启示录二十一章第二节。
Revelation 21 verses 1 and 2.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Now I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
这是另外一个使徒啊，使徒约翰写的。
Now this is written by another apostle, Apostle John.
然后我们再回到我们今天重点是在查以弗所书哈，以弗所书第二章。
Our focus is in the epistle of Ephesians, so let's turn back to it again in chapter 2.
第二章的十九节到二十二节。
Verses 19 to 22.
这是保罗写的。
And written by Paul.
以弗所书第二章十九节。
Ephesians 2:19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom
没关系你
the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
好像姊妹已经帮我把第二十节到二十二节读完了。
I had already read from 19 to 22.
我想我又把重点再念一遍哈，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Our brother just read the whole passage from verse 19 to 22 in Chinese.
然后再来看第三章的十四节到十六节。
Chapter 3 verses 14 to 16.
对不起，我们读的圣经比较多一点，但是如果你把这几个圣经连接起来，实际上你都有一个完整的图画在里面。
Excuse me for we have been reading a lot of verses, but if you are able to link all the verses together, you will have this more perfect full picture.
对，第十四节到十六节。
So verses 14 to 16.
因此我在父面前屈膝。
For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father.
天上地上，在讲天上地上的各家都从他得名。
From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, in heaven and earth.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神没有想要在这个地上建立一个完美荣耀的教会。
It has never been God's intention to build a glorious church.
在这个世代建立一个完美的教会。
In this age,
无瑕无疵的教会是在天上。
A church that is without blemish any defect is in heaven.
神是从地上的教会里面得到一块一块的活石。
However, God collects one by one the living stone on earth.
然后把它带到天上去建造成为那个荣耀的教会。
And then God would bring each one of them to heaven to build this glorious church.
就是我们刚才念的圣经里面所说的那个灵宫，那个圣城新耶路撒冷。
And that's the spiritual house, and also the New Jerusalem that we just read before.
所以天主教一开始就错了。
Therefore, Catholicism is wrong from the very beginning.
今天教会的主流也正在往错谬里面直奔。
Even today's mainstream of the church is also running headlong into this era.
因为他们不明白神的旨意。
Simply because they do not understand the will of God.
他们想要靠自己不是靠神，想要靠自己在这个地上，在今天与建立一个与世界融为一体的教会。
Because they want to build a church by their own efforts on earth today, which will be merged with the world.
弟兄姊妹们，请记住。
So brothers and sisters, please do remember this.
完美的教会不会出现在这个时代的。
A perfect church will never appear in this age.
不会，我是说在地上不会出现在地上，在这个时代的。
I mean, it will never appear on earth in this age.
也不会出现在伊斯林。
Nor will it appear in Islam.
如果我们牢记这一点的话，
If we can remember this firmly in our heart,
我不是说我们不应该为教会软弱光景祷告，
not,
但是我们要知道那个真实的情形。
I'm not saying that we should not be praying for all the weak conditions of the church, but I want you to know the very truth.
如果我们记住这一点，我们就不再会为教会软弱的光景而灰心而丧胆了。
If we can remember this, then we will never be disappointed or lose heart over all the weak conditions among the churches.
我们就应该像希伯来书第十一章那些信心见证人那样。
Then we should become like the witnesses in Hebrews chapter 11.
他们向往着天上那个城，是神所经营所建造的。
The witnesses of faith, because they long for the very city in heaven, whose architect and builder is God.
很多的时候我们弟兄姊妹，我们常常把天上的教会和地上的教会混淆起来。
Now, so many times, our brothers and sisters, we simply confuse the heavenly church and the earthly church.
至少有两个方面的原因。
At least there are two reasons to this.
第一方面呢
？First.
当圣经讲到教会的荣耀的时候，
When the Bible speaks of the glory of the church,
讲到那万有者的丰满的时候，
When the Bible speaks of the one, the fullness of one who fills all in all,
乃是指着天上的教会说的。
It refers to the heavenly church.
地上的教会暂时显出那个荣耀来。
Now the earthly church might appear this temporary glory.
知道吗？都是那个镜子里面反射出天上教会的那个荣光而已。
This is just like the reflection in a mirror of the glorious one in heaven.
刚才我们所看见那些历史中出现的不断，包括耶路撒冷教会在内，那些暂时的荣耀。
So we talk about all the temporary glory of the history which I shared with you just now, including the Jerusalem church.
因为是镜子的反射。
Because they're just reflection of the mirror.
所以是不完全的，是暂时的，也是模糊不清的。
Therefore, it's temporary, it's incomplete and blurry.
这是第一方面，当讲到教会的荣耀的时候，圣经是指着天上教会说。
So this is the first point, that when the Bible speaks of the glory of a church, it always refers to the heavenly church.
但是呢，另一方面，
But, on the other hand,
当圣经讲到教会的建造的时候，
when the Bible speaks of the building up of the church,
却几乎都是讲着地上教会说的。
Almost always it speaks of the earthly church.
为什么会这样？
Why is it so?
因为天上教会的建造，
Because the building of the heavenly church
单单是神的工作，
is solely God's work.
好，所以说很，圣经记载的很少，因为很安静，没有什么声音。
So there are few accounts in the Bible being recorded because it's so quiet without any noise.
刚才我们读的那个圣经列王记上第六章第七节。
And the verse we just read in 1 Kings 6-7.
当时所罗门建造的那个地上那个圣殿是在耶路撒冷的那个圣殿山上。
While Solomon was building this earthly temple of God in Mount Temple.
在那个地方圣经告诉我们是没有声音的。
And the Bible told us that building was without any sound.
因为那些圣殿所用的那些石头是在远处的山中被凿成的，凿成打磨好的。
Now, because all the stones used to build this holy temple were already done in a quarry among the mountains.
就是在采石场里面，对。Sorry.OK， 所以呢，你坐在那个山中那个地方啊，你能听到很多铁器、锤子、钻子那个叫什么铁签的声音，对不对？
So,
声音很大。
In the mountain, you could hear all of the loud noises and sound using the iron tools or the axe, the chisels and the hammers.
但是那个圣殿的那个地方被石头被建起来的时候是没有声音的，没有铁器的声音的。
But on the very spot where the holy temple was being built, there was no sound whatsoever.
今天地上的教会就很像那个采石场。
Today's earthly church is very much like that quarry.
所以你在那里能够听到叹息声、抱怨声、哭喊声，什么都能听得到。
That's why you could hear all kinds of a voice, sighing, complaining, murmuring.
因为圣灵正在用十字架。在那里雕刻我们，打磨我们，要使我们能够成型。
Because the Holy Spirit right there is molding us, forming us, dealing with us, so that we could be conformed.
如果我们能够明白这一点的话，
If we could understand this,
我们也许就能够多一点的忍耐，能够多少出一点声音。
Then maybe we could have more endurance and less of our own noise.
的确，今天地上的教会软弱。
Indeed, today's earthly church is desolate and weak.
圣徒们很软弱。
All the saints seem to be very weak.
但是这些软弱的背后乃是神圣灵一直不停的工作。
But behind all this weakness, the Holy Spirit continues to work.
大家知道吗？启示录的七个教会全都是地上的教会。
Do you all know that the seven churches in Revelation are all earthly churches?
有的教会甚至比我们伊斯林还软弱。
Some of the churches there were even weaker than us, Islam churches.
我不是在这要比谁强谁软弱。
I'm not trying to make a comparison who is stronger, who is weaker.
我的意思是说，圣经要告诉我们一件事。
My point is this, that the Bible is trying to teach us this.
即使在这些软弱的不完全的教会的里面，
That is amid all these incomplete weak churches.
神也能得着一块一块的活石，一个一个的得胜者，为着天上的教会建造。
God is able to gain one by one this living stone, the overcomer, in order to build a heavenly church.
所以原来天上的教会和地上的教会是这样的一个关系。
So we now see the relationship between the heavenly church and the earthly church.
当然，不管是天上的教会、地上的教会，都是从神得名。
Of course, whether it's a heavenly or earthly church, each one is has received its name by the heavens.
所以我们的主耶稣这样说。
That's why our Lord Jesus said so.
他是对地上的教会说的。
As he speaks to the earthly church.
他说：“我要把天国，天国就是教会，我要把天国的钥匙赐给你们。”
I will give the keys.
I will
give the keys of the kingdom of heaven, which is the church, to you.
凡你在地上捆绑的，天上也要捆绑。
You will bind whatever you will bind will have been bound in heaven already.
在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Whatever you release on earth will have been released in heaven.
下面我再想讲一点点教会和以色列的关系。
Next, I would like to share a little bit on the relationship between church and Israel.
最近我们查经的时候，好几次讨论到这个问题。
Now, recently, as we study the Bible, so many times, the same question was brought up.
我记得第一次是Newston弟兄提出来的。
I remember the very first time the question was brought up by Brother Newston.
今天啊，在地上同时有教会，对不对？有地上的教会，也有以色列存在。
Today on earth we see we have the church and then we also see Israel. They coexist.
那么他们两者之间是怎么样一个关系？
What's the relationship between these two?
在神的心意里面，是以色列在先呢，还是教会在先？
In God's mind, is Israel first or is the church first?
我想简单讲三点。
Now simply,I would like to share three points with you.
第一，我首先我希望能够纠正一个错觉。
Now, first point is that I would like to dispel an illusion.
罗马书第十一章这样讲。
Romans 11 reads,
因为以色列人不信啊，救恩才临到外邦人，对不对？
That because of the unbelief of the Jews, that the salvation has come upon the Gentiles, right?
今天教会都是外邦，几乎都是外邦人。我们中间我不知道有没有以色列，应该没有啊，都是外邦人组成的。
It seems all the churches today are composed of Gentiles. I don't know if there are any Jews.
所以我们就容易把罗马书第十一章这些圣经被理解成，因为以色列人不信，所以救恩就临到教会。
So very easily we would understand Romans 11 in this way because.Israel did not believe, so the salvation has come to the Gentiles.
To the church.
To the church.
就因为现在教会都是外邦人嘛，所以就以为教恩救恩是从以色列人移到了教会。
So since the church is full of all the Gentiles, so the salvation has been moved from Israel now to the church.
其实不是这样的。
But actually, it is not so.
罗马书第十一章原来的意思是说。讲到教会在地上的扩展的顺序而已。
Romans 11 actually its intentional meaning is talking about the expansion of the earthly church.
对，先是临到以色列人，因为以色列人不愿意信主成为教会，所以教会就继续扩展到外邦人。
First, the salvation comes to Israel, but because they did not accept the salvation, and then the salvation now moves to all the church.
所以罗马书第十一章乃是讲到教会在地上扩展的顺序。
So Romans chapter 11 actually tells us the sequence of the earthly church's expansion.
第二点，
second point is,
就着神在地上的见证而言。
In terms of God's testimony on earth.
以色列的确是在先。
Israel indeed is first.
那也教会是一千多年以后啊，才在五旬节才诞生的。
Because the church was born thousand years later on the day of Pentecost on earth.
那是地上的教会而已。
So that's the earthly church.
但是以弗所书第一章怎么告诉我们
？But what does Ephesians chapter 1 tell us?
神在创立世界以前就已经在基督里面拣选了我们。
That before the foundation of the world, God has chosen us in Christ.
所以天上的教会远远在以色列之前。
Therefore, we know that the heavenly church is way before the earthly.
天上教会从亚当开始就已经在地上在寻找一块一块的活石。
Starting from Adam, already God has been looking for this living stone, piece by piece.
所以远在以色列之前。
And this is done way before Israel.
这是第二点。
So this is the second point.
那么第三点呢？
And the third point is,
更重要。
Which is more important?
以色列仅仅是神在地上的见证而已。
That Israel is simply the testimony of God on earth.
加拉太书第四章告诉我们。
Galatians 4 tells us,
今天以色列的以色列的耶路撒冷是属地的。
Today the earthly Jerusalem on earth in Israel is earthly.
然后是为奴的。
And is a slave.
Yeah. 1948年啊，神在这个地上做了一件大事情。
In 1948, God performed a great wonder on earth.
以色列复国了。
That is, the nation of Israel was restored.
你知道吗？从此以后，世界就不得安宁。
Do you know this? Ever since the world has been restless.
我们都知道神要一直保守以色列、啊、这个民族这个国家直到世界的末日。
We know that God will continue to preserve Israel as a nation and as a race until the end of the age.
所以在这个地上没有一个民族，中国人也好，什么别的美国人也好，根本没法和以色列人在神的心目中相比，那么蒙那么能够蒙神那么大的恩典。
So do you know that on earth there is no race, be itChinese or Americans could be favored and received as great glory as God has meant for Israel.
但是
But,
教会与以色列最大的不同在哪里？
The greatest distinction between the church and Israel is this.
教会是属天的。
That is, the church is heavenly.
不光是天上的教会属天的，今天地上的教会也是属天的。
Not only is a heavenly church,of heaven, but also the earthly church.
弟兄姊妹知道吗？伊斯林教会是完全属天的教会。
Brothers and sisters, do you know this? The Islam Christian Assembly belongs to God, is a heavenly church.
为什么？
Completely. Why?
教会的头在哪里？
Where is the head of the church?
今天教会的头，伊斯林的头是在天上。
Today, the head of the church, the head of the Islam Christian Assembly.Is in heaven.
而且当我们的主耶稣基督第二次再来的时候
And also when our Lord Jesus Christ returns the second time,
不管教会的光景有多么的软弱
Regardless of how weak the church's condition might be,
或者我们基督徒个人有多么的软弱
Regardless of how weak we Christians individually,
我们都会一同被提到天上去
Together we'll be raptured, taken up to heaven.
但是以色列就不同
But this is not so with Israel.
以色列要和全世界所有的民族一样，要经历神愤怒的审判。
Now Israel will together be with all other nations of the world go through God's furious punishment.
你知道吗？启示录最后的最可怕的那个审判是那七个碗的审判。
Do you know this? The most frightening judgment of God is the judgment of seven bowls.
以色列必须要经历那个样的。神极愤怒到极处的审判。
There, Israel has to go through this fury of judgment of God to the uppermost.
因为他们和世界上的人一样，不信神的儿子耶稣基督。
Just like the rest of the world, they do not believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
当然，感谢神，最后以色列人全家要得救。
But of course, thanks be to God, because the whole nation of Israel will be saved in the end.
所以地上的教会是属天的
Therefore, the earthly church is also heavenly,
远超过属地的以色列
far exceeding the earthly Israel.
所以我们的主耶稣说什么
So what does our Lord Jesus say?
天国里最小的也比慈禧约翰大
Even the least of the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist.
今天神在地上工作的中心
Today, the very center of God's work on earth,
就是地上教会的建造。
Is the building up of the earthly church.
神工作的中心就是地上教会的建造。
The very center of God's work is the building up the church on earth.
也是圣灵来到地上的目的。
And this is also the very reason that Holy Spirit came to this world.
2000年了。
It's been 2000 years.
教会建造的时间正在你我的头上。
And this is.Period of the time where the church is being built up is placed upon you and me.
在我们三代人的身上。
And among the three generations of people.
这些青少年。
The young people.
我们中年人。
Our middle-aged ones.
还有年长的、年老的。
And elderly.
昨天我们参加于妈妈的葬礼。
Yesterday we went to Sister Reed's memorial service.
在那葬礼上，我有种感觉。
And at that service, I had this feeling.
其实神给我们的时间不多的。
That the time God allowed us to have was really short.
今天神在神最大工作的中心啊，宇宙万物创造者工作的中心是地上教会的建造。
Now the very center of the one who created the heaven and earth, the whole universe,
而时间
is the building of the
earth. 而时间正在你和我的头上。
And this time has now been placed upon your head and on my head.
过往的圣徒他们已经过去了。
The past and they passed away already.
能到我们了。
It's our turn now.
时间很少的。
The time is so short.
那我们应该怎么做？
Then what should we do?
在地上教会的建造过程中，我们的责任又是什么？
In the building up of the church on earth.What is our responsibility?
好不好？我们再来看几处的圣经，在以弗所书。
We now read a few more verses in the Epistle of Ephesians.
第四章的第一节到第七节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 to 7.
第四章的第一节到第七节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 to 7.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召。行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
With all lowliness, gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守。圣灵所赐合而为一的心
endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in a bond of peace
身体只有一个圣灵只有一个正如你们蒙召同有一个指望一主一信一喜一神就是众人的父超乎众人之上冠乎众人之中也住在众人之内这是讲到一个合一
There is one body and one spirit just as you were called in one hope of your callingOne Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. All these speak of the unity, oneness.
然后从第七节，我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
Verse 7, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
然后十一节到十三节。
Verses 11 to 13.
他所赐的有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量这里讲到是恩赐
Verse 11 And he himself gave some to be apostles some of prophetsSome evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. All these refer to gifts.
然后我们再看到第五章的第二十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 22.
这讲到妻子。和丈夫之间关系。
It speaks of the relationship between wives and husbands.
第二十二节，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。这儿特别注意顺服。
Verse 22, wives submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Take note of this word, submit.
然后第六章的第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
这讲到儿女与父母的关系。
It speaks of the relationship between children and parents.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从听从就是顺服的意思听从父母这是理所当然的。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord for this is right. Obeying means to submit.
然后第五节
Verse 5
讲到仆人与主人的关系。
It speaks of the relationship between masters and bond servants.
奴仆与主人也倒过来。Slave, 因为是讲主人先。
It speaks of the relationship between bond slave, bond servants and the master.
你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从，又是顺服，听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
Bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh.With fear and trembling in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Again, be obedient means to submit.
弟兄姊妹们，整本圣经啊，都在向我们启示地上教会的建造。
Brothers and sisters, the whole Bible is revealing to us the building up of the church on earth.
包括叫旧约在内。
Including Old Testament.
我们有人以为说啊，旧约是给以色列人的。
Some of us might feel that the Old Testament is for Israel.
其实你知道吗？以色列人看不懂的。
But actually, you know this? Israelis cannot understand it.
以色列人也许比我们能够明白旧约的历史背景。
Maybe they could understand more than we about the background and history of Old Testament.
但是他们看不懂背后的属灵意义。
But they do not understand behind the spiritual meaning.
最近我们有位认识的弟兄啊，去以色列去传福音。
Recently, a brother that we knew, he went to Israel to share the gospel.
然后把以赛亚书关于基督、关于耶稣基督的那个圣经节，找一个以色列人让他练练。
And he shared the verses in the book of Isaiah, and he with an Israeli that he came to came across to.
然后就是说，你说这个圣经节是指着谁说的？
So our brother asked that Israel, now, tell me, you know, all these prophecies, what do they refer to?
那以色列人回答说 ，OK， 应该是耶稣吧。
And Israel said, well, it should be Jesus.
然后呢？没有，没有答案了。
No more, that's it.
I don't care. 我不在乎。
I don't care.
啊，整本圣经都是向我们启示地上教会的建造。
So the whole Bible reveals to us the building of the church.
所以这个题目是非常大的。
So this theme is extremely grand.
那么今天呢，接下来我很快的，我要从以弗所书三章以后非常简单的有点分享。
So very quickly and briefly, I would like to share with you about the building of the church.
因为这个题目太大了。
In the remaining time, even though the whole thing is so grand.
啊，也是我们星期五查经弟兄姊妹在一起共同的体会。
And what I'm about to share is also the a common understanding from our Bible study among our brothers.
因为我们很多人不来星期五的查经，所以我在这儿再重复分享一下。
Because many of us do not join us on Friday night to study the Bible, so I'd like to share some of them with you.
地上的教会分成两个部分。
Now the earthly church is composed of two parts.
第一个部分呢，就是指团体的建造，也就是说整个身体哈，基督，我们不是基督的身体吗？整个身体的建造。
First, seeing we are the body of the Christ, so there is this corporate building up of the body.
第二个部分呢，是指身体的每个肢体，就是每一个基督徒个人的建造。
Second part speaks of the building up of the members of the body.
当然在实际。当然在实际的生活里面是不能够把这两者分开的。
Of course, in our practical living, these two cannot be separated.
我们只是为了讲解方便而已。
Now, for the sake of explanation, we divide it into two.
那关于团体的建造呢
？As to the corporate building,
以弗所书第四章给我们两个非常简单、非常清楚的的点。
Ephesians 4 shows us two very simple points here.
第一点
First point is
讲到教会的合一
It speaks of the unity of the church.
今天教会的合一不像当年耶路撒冷教会刚开始的时候那样
Now today's unity of the church is not like that when the Jerusalem church was first assembled.
那个时候弟兄姊妹一信主以后把自己的家产全部变卖了然后全部都放在一起凡物公用。
Now at that time, all the brothers and sisters, once they believed in the Lord, they would sell their own possessions, and they would bring all the their possessions into one place and share by all.
今天我们根本做不到，对不对
？We don't do that today.
因为那是天上教会的光景。
Because that's the condition of the heavenly church.
地上的教会仅此一次。
Now.The church on earth, as to this account, happened only once.
也最多是天上教会那个荣光的反射。
At most, it's simply the reflection of the glory of the heavenly church.
今天教会的合一是在灵里面的合一。
Today, the unity of the church is in the spirit.
所以以弗所书第四章三节是这样讲的：要竭力的保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
This is why we read verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
我们都知道灵里面最大的功用是什么
We know what's the greatest function of the Spirit.
灵里最大的功用是交通
The greatest function of the Spirit is to fellowship.
所以这个合一就是在灵的里面我们彼此交通于同一个身体同一个神同一个主同一个信这刚才所念的那七个一
And that's why this fellowship is in the spirit with fellowship onto the seven ones we just read one Lord, one Spirit, one baptism, and one faith, and one Father.
Yeah. 弟兄姊妹们，今天神把我们这些弟兄姊妹啊聚集在一起，在耶稣里。
So brothers and sisters, that today God has assembled all us together into one church.
我们最应该做的一件事，就是要竭力的保守在圣灵的里面，我们彼此的交通。
So the most important thing that we have to heed is to endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, this very fellowship among us.
兄姊妹，有一点点的分门结党的事情，都是对合一最大的破坏。
Brothers and sisters, if we just have a little bit of division and friction here, that's the greatest destruction to this spirit, the unity of spirit.
所以怎么样保守这个交通呢？
So how do we maintain this fellowship?
所以你看前一集第四章的第二节跟我们非常简单也非常清楚的让我们知道保守交通的关键在哪里。
So the very verse before verse 3 very simply, very briefly shows us the very crux of the problem as to keep the unity of the fellowship.
每一个字都值得我们去咀嚼。
Every single word warrants the meditation.
因为分门结党就是刚好相反的。
Because it's exactly the opposite of division and fraction.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
With all lowliness, gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another, and keeping the unity in the bound of peace.
这些都是圣灵所结的果子，知道吗
？How these are the fruit of Of the Holy Spirit, do you know this?
另外啊，我在想，如果可能的话
，Now on top of this, I'm thinking if possible,
我们也应该跟别处的教会的弟兄姊妹，别处聚会的弟兄姊妹有交通，在基督的里面。
We also, in Christ, we need to have the fellowship with other assemblies.
知道吗？这是一件非常蒙福的事情。
Do you know this? This should be a very blessed matter.
如果读教会的历史哈，就会发现。曾经在摩尔维亚，那德国摩里维亚所发生的事。
If you read the church history, you will notice the things that happened in Germany among the Moravian brethren.
当时他们各个教派的弟兄姊妹在一起啊，你说我不对，我说你不对，就互相彼此争执。
Now at that time they fought with each other, you know, telling each other, you know, their faults.
因为他们因着宗教逼迫的缘故，都必须聚集在一个地方。
And because of the persecution, a religious persecution, all the denominations came together in one place.
星星道夫他们为着这间教会的合一一直祷告。
And Brother Zinzendorf kept praying for the unity of the church.
终于有一天，他们同意一起坐下来，在主的里面一起交通，
eventually,
放下那些属灵上的不同的看法。
Now, eventually, one day, they agreed to sit down together.And to talk to each other and let go all of the spiritual differences.
圣灵就把那个基督的爱浇灌在他们身上。
And then the Holy Spirit poured out the love of Christ upon them.
你知道圣经的教导是真实的，只有众圣徒一同才能够明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，过于人所能测度的。
You know how true the biblical teaching is.That it is only when all the brothers and sisters together we will be able to comprehend with the depth, the length, the height of the love of God to know that His love simply passes knowledge.
我借一个年长的弟兄所说的话。
So I would like to borrow some statements from one elder brother.
我们伊斯林其实人数不多的。
Now, isn't the church the number of people are.Is actually very few.
如果我们能够把像这儿的柴火那儿的柴火把它一起放在一起那个火就能烧得更旺
If we could put all the woods lying here and there together and the fire would burn more brightly
这第一啊，讲到身体的合一
This is the first point as to the unity of the body of Christ
第二讲到身体要被建立起来身体的成长
The second is the building up and the growth of the body.
我们都知道教神圣灵在教会里边，每一个人都有恩赐的。
We know that in the church, the Holy Spirit has given to each one of us some gifts.
但是圣灵也在教会里边赐下一些比较特别的恩赐。
However, the Holy Spirit also gives some unique units among the churches.
就是一些有带领的、有教导恩赐的。
Those are the brethren who are able to lead and teach.
这些恩赐对教会的建立、身体的成长是非常重要的。
And this specific gift is especially crucial to the building up and growth of the church.
神借着这些人能够在外面给我们带领，把神的话讲给我们听。
Through these brethren, God is able to explain His word to us externally.
然后圣灵那个恩膏的教训在我们的里面做同样的带领。
And internally, the Holy Spirit, the anointing is performing the same task.
目的只有一个
And there is only one goal for all this.
就是为了教会这个身体能够渐渐长大成人
That is for the body of the church to grow and to be built up to a mature one.
能够成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体
For the purpose of equipping all the saints for the work of ministry.
但是请弟兄姊妹注意
But brothers and sisters, please do remember this.
教会不是带领弟兄的，不是牧师，不是长老的。
The church never belongs to the leaders or the pastors or the elders.
他们没有任何人有资格在教会里边做头。
None of them is qualified to be the very head of the church.
我们只有耶稣基督是头。
Only Christ Jesus is our head.
这是讲到团体的建造。
This speaks of the corporate building of the church.
就身体的合一，然后身体的那个成长。
That is the unity and the growing up of the body.
那么关于个人的建造呢
？Now as to the personal edification.
我想以弗所说第四章到第六章跟我们很多的教导。
From Ephesians 4 to 6, there are many teachings on this point.
我想只简单的讲两点。
I just want to highlight two points very simply.
第一，我们基督徒个人的成全。
First is the perfection of individual Christians.
大家知道最好的地方在哪里
？Do you know where is the best verse referring to this?
基督徒个人成全最好的地方在哪里
？Do you know where a Christian's personal life could be best perfected?
教会。
In the church.
我们的主耶稣基督今天是在教会里面，在地上教会里面寻找得胜者。
Our Lord Jesus Christ today is seeking all the overcomers in the church on earth.
当我们这些基督，我们这些基督徒们，我们在竭力的保守教会的合一，在参与到教会的建造中的时候。
While all the Christians are endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace and in the effort to build up the church,
当我们在这个过程中的时候，我们个人就被成全了。
And throughout the whole process, individual person is being perfected.
弟兄姊妹们，即使在最软弱的教会的里面
，Brothers and sisters, even in the weakest church,
主也能够找到得胜者。
The Lord is able to find His overcomers.
当所有这些得胜者被聚集在一起的时候，你知道是什么吗
？When all the overcomers are being converged together,
就是启示录十二章的那个男孩子。
What do you find then? You will find they are the man child in Revelation 12.
就是那个怀孕的妇人在艰难和苦难的里面生出来的那个男孩子。
The very man child born out of the pregnant woman in suffering and in affliction and in difficulties.
大家知道这个惨难的妇人，这个在苦难里面的那个妇人是谁吗
？Do you know? Who this pregnant woman in laboring, in suffering?
就是地上的教会。
This pregnant woman represents the earthly church.
所以一点都不吃惊，地上教会为什么软弱，为什么荒凉
？So it is of course no surprise that why is the earthly church are weak or desolate?
因为她正在惨难的里面。
Because she's in the midst of laboring.
第一这我们基督徒成全最好的地方是在教会。
So this is the first point. The very best place for us individually to be perfected is in the church.
弟兄姊妹们知道，主耶稣基督是在教会里面寻找得胜者。
And brothers and sisters, you need to know that the Lord is looking for overcomers among His churches.
第二
，Second point is
我们基督徒被成全。 最快的捷径是什么？
The fastest short us for we Christians to be perfect.
弟兄姊妹们，有捷径的。
Do you know what it is, brother and sister? There is a fastest shortcut to this.
啊，也许有人说是十字架。
Maybe some people would say, well, the cross.
十字架是从外面加，是圣灵给我们的，但是里边还有一个很关键的因素是我们的，我们要做的。
Now, yes, the cross is given to us externally by the Holy Spirit, but within us, there is one thing that's so pivotal.
因为离了这个东西，十字架没有用的。
Because if you do not have this, even with the cross, it avails not much.
就是你我里面那个意志的东西。
And that is the will between you and me.
就换句话说，就是顺服。
In another word, it is submission.
啊，在教会里边啊，圣经以弗所说告诉我们，我们要彼此顺服。
In the church, as Ephesians teaches that we need to submit one another.
但是以弗所说第五章、第六章还告诉我们一件事情。
But again, in chapter 5 and 6, the Bible tells us.
除了在教会里边，我们在建造过程中，我们彼此学习顺服以外。
Apart from the fact that among the building up of the church that we need to submit to one another.
以弗所说五章到六章还告诉我们一个啊，我们在日常生活中最最常见的三大关系。
And in Ephesians 5 and 6, it also tells us the most commonly seen, three most commonly seen relationships.
第一个就是妻子与丈夫的关系。
The first one is the marital relationship between husbands and wives.
Between wife and husband.
Between wife and husband.
因为圣经是这样写的，有原因的。
Sequence,
然后第二个关系是是儿女与父母的关系。
The second relationship is between children and parents.
第三个关系是仆人与主人的关系。
The third is the relationship between servants and masters, and there is a specific sequence to all these relationships.
如果用今天的话来讲，就是雇员与老板的关系。我们每个人可能都做老板，也做雇员，对不对？
Now, in today's world, it's the relationship between employees and employers because we all could be either employees or employers, right?
弟兄姊妹们，如果你仔细去读啊，第五章、第六章这三大关系的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as you read closely into the three relationships spelled out in
其实都可以用一个字来解释，
Actually,
总结起来。
We could sum up all the relationships in one word.
顺服。
Submission.
我们在日常生活中最常见的关系里边，我们每个人都在学习顺服的功课。
In our daily relationship, among all the most common relationships, we need to learn this lesson of submission.
所有这些顺服功课的背后，都是圣灵在那安排，在那做工，在我们的身上。
Behind all of this lessons of submission, it is Holy Spirit, who is orchestrating.Who is arranging for all the circumstances for you to learn submission?
借着我们的顺服，圣灵用十字架来打磨我们，来雕刻我们。
And through our submission, that the Holy Spirit is molding us, is shaping us.
唯有顺服圣灵的人才能被改变。
Only the person who is submissive to the Holy Spirit could ever possibly be changed.
才能被成全，才能得胜。
Could possibly be.Victorious and be perfected.
当然我们相信、凡是信主的儿女、圣灵最终都能够让每一个人、每一个人被成全，成为主在天上教会所合用的石头。
Of course, we do believe that every child of God who is a believer will eventually be formed into a useful vessel for the Lord to use in the heavenly church.
但是呢
But,
我们能不能在今生就被成全，就能够得胜。
In this present age, are we able to be perfected and also be victorious?
却是我们的责任。
This belongs to our responsibility.
刚才我已经讲了。
Now I share on this before.
神在地上工作的中心是地上教会的建造。
That the very center of God's work.Of the heavenly church is the building of the earthly church.
时间正在你我的头上。
And the time has been set on your and on my head.
知道吗？要不了多久，我们每个人都会如飞而去。
Do you know each one of us before long we would fly away?
我们能否得胜？
Are we able to overcome?
在这个地上是我们的责任。
Then this is our responsibility while we are on earth.
我们能否不让圣灵担忧? 我们能否顺服圣灵?
Are we able not to grieve the Holy Spirit?
否则圣灵要用一千，在将来的那个世代，神要用一千年时间来成全我们。
Otherwise, the Holy Spirit in the age to come will perform the same work on you and me, and that He will use a thousand years to do so.
好吧，我们低头祷告。
Now, please bow your head. Shall we have a word of prayer?
主啊，我们把刚才所分享的话交托在你的手中。
Lord, we simply commit the word that we just shared into your hand.
求你借着你的灵，
we ask that through your spirit,
把这句话能够讲在我们的心里面。
Speak into our hearts the words we shared.
主啊，实在是让我们真是在这地上还有年日给我们的时候。
So that on the, in this world, while days are available for us,
是吧，趁着还有今日。 主啊，我们真是能够向着标杆直跑。
Well, it is called today. We will press on toward the goal.
保守每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个你救赎的儿女。
Watch over every brother and sister, every single one redeemed by you.
这样祷告，乃是奉你宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.